Maybe apatheism isn't the best word for it. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. Yesterday, I mentioned a growing segment of the population who don't really care about spiritual things, or as one atheist blogger called them, the apatheist. And I suggested that the way Christians often talk about spirituality may actually contribute to the problem. When it's all about my personal happiness, help, and satisfaction, faith can easily be, quote, lost in the data stream, as my friend Dave Kinneman put it. But that doesn't mean apatheism is worldview neutral. Ben Helton, a self-professed apatheist, claims that reading evolutionary psychology led him away from belief in any spiritual dimension of life. And Suez Swirdar, raised with competing spiritualities, thinks spiritual beliefs are unnecessary to function in life, which is, of course, secularism. How can Christians respond? First, we need to talk about faith as if it is a matter of truth, not just opinion. Second, we need to live lives that are deeply connected to the faith that we profess. Truth wins in both words and deeds. Find out more at thepointradio.org. I'm John Stone Street.